You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. We've teed up a hot button for a lot of parents on the issue of drugs and kids. What's more important to combat childhood obesity, diet or drug therapy? Here's a comment. I'm split on the issue of drugs for kids. I'm very worried about overuse of drugs and think it's a serious issue for kids and adults both. On the other hand, I have three kids with different types of mental health issues. Medications have helped, along with therapy and training. One kid could possibly benefit from weight loss medication, but for now, we're just working on diet and exercise. Thanks so much. 877-8-MY-TAKE is how you can reach us.
A real dilemma. Mm-hmm. Also a real dilemma for many people living in inner city neighborhoods, getting their hands on or having access to some good food. But in Tamika Finn's Philadelphia neighborhood, there's something new, a grocery store.
We have McDonald's here, McDonald's there, McDonald's everywhere else. Especially people like myself, I like to eat better and healthier every day. Fast food isn't always good, so this is it's good.
It's good, the new grocery store that's been in her neighborhood for 6 weeks, and that means affordable and nutritious food in her Philadelphia neighborhood, where, like thousands of other inner-city communities, has been scarce for decades, very few grocery stores. They call it the grocery gap. Grocery stores fled city neighborhoods all over the country in the 60s as whites moved to the suburbs, and they haven't been back. Pennsylvania State Representative Dwight Evans, well, he's begun a solution. His Fresh Food Finance Initiative is making big changes there in Philadelphia. Welcome, Representative Evans.
Thank you very much, and good morning to you, too.
You say it's a simple plan you have.
Yes, it is. Basically, the idea is to put supermarkets in underserved areas. And what I basically do is use the incentive of state government as a way to attract these supermarkets. They do a couple of things. First and foremost, they deal with the element of obesity by giving quality fresh vegetables and foods available to the neighborhood, not give in terms of people buying. The element of jobs, economic development it creates, but it also helps transform the community. As a kid growing up, obviously supermarkets are very much a part of a neighborhood. A lot of people sometimes take that for granted because they have them in their particular communities, but a lot of the inner city neighborhoods and the rural communities don't necessarily have access to these quality types of supermarkets available to them.
So the big public policy problem here is lack of access to good food fuels poor health,
correct,
hypertension, things like hypertension, heart disease,
correct,
obesity,
correct,
and so on. This has been an intractable disconnect for a long time, not having grocery stores in some underserved neighborhoods. What has been the resistance from the grocery stores to go into those neighborhoods?
Well, basically, a lot of times it is. The question is, can they make money first and foremost? Secondly, would people take advantage of it? What I found out is using a public-private partnership in terms of incentives. We so far in the last 3 years in Pennsylvania have generated about 50 supermarkets across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, about 20 of them in the city of Philadelphia, and about 30 across the rest of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is an agriculture state, so it makes a direct connection to the aspect of food farming, food processing, all of those kinds of things available. So the only thing that the state has done is we have made $30 million available in the last 3 years, total $30 million, formed an alliance with something which you call the new tax market credit program, which is a federal initiative. We've put those two things together. And through that combination, the key thing I want you to understand when you raise the question about the resistance from the operators is you got to use a form of an incentive to basically draw these supermarkets to these particular communities.
So $50 million, 52 projects, and you've generated over 3,000 jobs.
Yes, correct. Correct, correct. And as a result, this program has now been recognized. Harvard has recognized it in the last year as one of the top 50 state programs that is creative and innovative.
Congratulations year. For that. That's really great progress. But I'm wondering, Representative Evans, how much work needs to be done to give families in these neighborhoods better access to kitchens and better sort of time access to be able to prepare a lot of the foods in here. Sometimes part of the reasons why the bodegas and the fast food have been so effective in these neighborhoods is that they can effectively market convenience over the qualities of health in preparing your own food.
Look, you raise a good point, John. There's no question that we're talking about a lifestyle change. But in order to talk about lifestyle change, you have to talk about food access. If you don't have the food access, it's a mindset. And the reality of it is we have not had the food access from what you just described in these various communities and neighborhoods. We have not had it available to people. And I think that government, from a national level to a state level, can look at that. If we want to talk about changing our health system, we have to change the mindset and talk about having an approach more from a wellness approach before we get to the doctor. I mean, the reality of it is you get checked up at the doctor, but that should be after the fact. You got to change from exercise. You yourself said that. You got to change from terms of having food available. Those kinds of things change a mindset. You cannot wait until all of a sudden, you know, you discover some problems and then you go to the doctor.
Is that the lesson you believe that you can share with other communities who face these exact kinds of obstacles?
No question about it. I think, again, you know, healthcare is a major issue on our national debate. And the reality of it, you do have to talk about the aspect on the front end from a prevention standpoint, and having quality supermarkets available, in my view, is a part of that solution. So we're talking about dealing with the mindset, but you mm-hmm. have to have the availability of quality foods available.
And you're making that happen in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania State Representative Dwight Evans, thank you.
Thank you.
He is the man who developed the Fresh Food Finance Initiative in Pennsylvania. Now we have headlines from Femi Okeh. Femi?
Hello there. 28 minutes past the hour.